This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Time magazine published an article on November 22, 2012, which had some very interesting remarks, stating, and I quote, "Pope Benedict XVI has revealed that Jesus may have been born earlier than previously thought. The suggestion that Jesus wasn't actually born on December 25 has been tirelessly debated by theologians, historians, and spiritual leaders. But what makes this case different is that now the leader of the Catholic Church is the one asking the questions." Also, the article points out that the Pope is raising the issue of the presence of animals at the birth of Christ. He reveals that, quote, "There is no mention of animals in the Gospels. This may come as a shock to the thousands of schools currently preparing their nativity plays. But Pope Benedict reassures his readers not to worry that, quote, no one will give up the oxen and the donkey in their nativity scenes," notes the Telegraph. "Even if animals did not feature at the birth, the Vatican seems happy to keep up the myth," notice the word, the myth, "as it presents an elaborate life-sized nativity scene in St. Peter's Square this Christmas," and unfortunately they have been doing this ever since. Notice, here is the Pope, the prior Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, questioning the surroundings of the birth of Christ, the date, and whether there were animals. But the Catholic Church doesn't seem to care. They still will continue with that myth. Now, on top of that, the Christian Post wrote an article on December 20, 2007, saying this. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the spiritual head of the 77-million-strong Anglican Communion, recently dismissed one popular aspect of the Christmas story of the three wise men as legend. Dr. Rowan Williams, now he retired as the Archbishop in 2012, he indicated that Scripture does not describe the Magi as commonly depicted in nativity stories and scenes. Matthew's Gospel doesn't tell us that there were three of them, doesn't tell us that they were kings, doesn't tell us where they came from, he says. He noted there was no evidence of oxen or donkeys, popular characters in nativity scenes in the stable, and that the chances of snow falling around the stable in Bethlehem were very unlikely. He goes on to say that he said that the Gospels do not state if Jesus was born in December. Christmas is a time it is because it fitted very well with the winter festival, Williams said in the interview. Now, Williams did an analysis of traditional Christmas cards and found that most featured a Virgin Mary holding baby Jesus with shepherds on one side, the three wise men on the other side, and oxen and donkeys surrounding them. The scene is sometimes depicted with snow falling and a bright star rising in the east. The Anglican Archbishop contends that most of the happenings in the popular nativity scene could not have taken place as it is depicted. And then the article continues to say that Williams' observation of the popular Christmas story is not new. Similar views are taught in the most conservative theological colleges, according to the Times. The Archbishop says his views on the Christmas story and other issues are based on what the Bible says. And both the Pope and the Archbishop are basically right in their criticism, in their statement that, first of all, nowhere does the Bible say that Jesus Christ was born on December 25. In fact, he couldn't have. It's not the right time of the year. Shepherds would not have been outside in the night feeding their flocks. We also do not find that three magi came from the east. The word magi is a mistranslation, a poor translation. It doesn't talk about astrologers or magicians. We have a free copy of an article in which we explain who and what the Magi were. And if you are interested, you can ask for a free copy of this Q&A on the Magi. In addition, of course, we do have a free booklet we would like to offer to you with a provocative title, Don't Keep Christmas. Now, please don't just Ignore the offer and don't put the booklet aside, because there are reasons why you should really evaluate it as to why you should keep Christmas this year. Because not only is the nativity scene all wrong, the date is all wrong, the purpose for Christmas is all wrong, in that Christ didn't come at that time to bring peace to this earth. It says very clearly that the angel told the shepherds that peace will be given to those people in this day and age in whom God is well pleased. Christ will return in the near future to set up the kingdom of God on this earth, and then all of mankind will have true peace, but that hasn't arrived yet. In addition, we also need to point out that when the wise men, and many view the wise men as 12, not 3, when they visited the Christ child and Mary and Joseph, Christ was no longer in a stable. He was in a house, as the Bible clearly points out. And that star, which was leading the wise man, wasn't an ordinary star. It was in all likelihood an angel. And angels many times are referred to as stars in the Bible. So if you look at the Christmas celebration, you have to ask yourself the question, why would you do it? Because as it was pointed out earlier, the time, the date, December 25, was a time when pagans worshipped their sun gods. And the Catholic Church just took that time and placed a Christian mantle, quote-unquote, on that festival and applied it to Jesus Christ. But the Bible tells us that we shouldn't worship God in the way the Gentiles worshipped their gods. So please do yourself a favor and ask for our free booklet, Don't Keep Christmas. There are many more facts which we present in this booklet to you. For instance, where does the custom of the Christmas tree come from? Is that in any way biblical? Or is it pagan to the core? And if so, why would a true Christian then have a Christmas tree in his home, decorated with all kinds of beautiful things, quote-unquote, knowing full well that that's the way the Gentiles and the pagans worship their gods? So please ask for our free literature, and thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.